The second crime: fabricating books beside Allah's scriptures with the help of Satan. As you know, there are fabricated books of Mishnah and Gemara, meaning what Musa said and what Musa did. Then there are those fabricated books of what Esau said and what Esau did. Then we have Hadith, Sunnah, Sharia law, and Resala, meaning what Muhammad said and what Muhammad did. Therefore, instead of following Allah, we have been following from those fabricated satanic books. Who cares what Musa said, or Esau said, or what Muhammad said, or what you say, and what I say? We want to know what our Creator says, because He is the only one who can save us. Now let us find out that why all of these so-called religions, or better yet, parties, fabricated these books. If you study those scriptures, you would find out that there is a verse which repeated few times in all of those scriptures, and it says, Allah has favored the believers, when He raised among their midst a messenger from among them, to recite for them Allah's revelations, and to purify them, and to teach them the literacy and hikmah, a special knowledge from the scriptures. Before this, they had gone totally astray. This verse was repeated 5 times in the Arabic Quran, referring to all of those 5 scriptures, which Allah gave to His prophets. Book of Ibrahim, Torah, Psalm, Injil, and the Arabic Quran. Now, people took this verse as if those prophets were the purifiers and teachers, so they can teach them how to read and write and also teach them the hikmah. That is why all of those fake religions are calling those prophets as their teachers. And there are 5 other verses that says, only Allah is the one who purifies and cleans us. If we want to be cleansed, we should ask Allah to purify us, give us the hikmat, by studying the Arabic Quran constantly. If you take those verses as the messengers would be the ones who teach us and purify us, then when there is no messenger among us, we should all be destined for hellfire. That means, no one is deserved to study Allah's Arabic Quran, in order to learn, and be purified, and receive hikmah. Also, it proves that we should not follow from those fabricated books, written by human devil. But the verse says, messengers, only read to them Allah's revelations, and then Allah and His revelations are going to purify them, and teach them literacy and hikmah. That is how they fabricated those books from those verses, of course, with the help of Satan. Who else? Satan made a covenant with Allah that he is going to mislead us, and he has done a good job so far. This is how easily one could fall into an idol worship. Here is the awesome verse from the Arabic Quran for those who fabricated those books. No one has noticed this verse yet. This is from chapter 69 of the Arabic Quran. It says, and if Muhammad uttered any other fabrication, we would have taken away his right hand from him, then we would have cut off his aorta vein, and none of you could have protected him. First of all, it says that Muhammad wrote the Arabic Quran with his right hand. The Arabic Quran says, whoever wrote those Mishnah, Gemara and those books of what Jesus said, and what Jesus did, and Hadith, Sunnah, Sharia law, and Resala, their hands should be cut off, and their hearts should be stopped. Allah be glorified. By following from those fabricated fake books, people become fanatic and extremist. One of those who followed from Mishnah and Gemara was a man called Menachem Begin. Few years back, this so-called Jewish guy was living in Palestine with so-called Muslims, the Arab people, in peace. Then he gathered a group and started to terrorize people by plotting bombs all over the town. So finally he kicked its people out of their homes, which is against Allah's covenant. And then they captured some part of the Palestine, in the name of religion, and called it Israel, thinking that there was a place called Israel and has to do with the religion. That was the wrong translation of children of Israel. That is why they call themselves children of Israel. But they are totally wrong and misled by Satan. As I mentioned, Bani Israel means the sons will be transported by the all-powerful Allah. That is how they brought disasters upon themselves ever since, and as you know, almost every day we hear some bad news from that part of the world. But if he would have followed the Torah, he would not have to kick those people out of their homes. Then we have people following from those books of what Jesus said, and what Jesus did. They became so extremist, and misled, that they really think our Creator, Provider, and Protector is Esau, son of Maryam. This is unbelievable. Although, they read in the Injil, that they should not idolize anyone besides the Almighty Allah, our only Creator. Yet, they idolize him and they think he is going to come back and save them. This is against all Allah's scriptures, even the Injil. Here are some verses from the Injil, which condemns idol worship, as you read on this website. Then we had fanatics who followed from those fabricated books made by human devil, and Satan, named, Hadis, Sunnah, Sharia Law, and Resalah. One example was Ben Laden, who was duplicating from, what Menachem Begin, did. Thinking that by terrorizing and bombing here, and there, he could take over the world. That is why so-called Muslims and Arabs brought disasters upon themselves by following from those books instead of the Arabic Quran, and by rejecting the mathematical signs in the Arabic Quran, ever since 1974. Disasters like, war resulting death in millions, revolution after revolutions, poverties, illiteracy, and they have been stamped with negative and ugly names like terrorists and vicious people. That is how these groups, like ISIS, Boko Haram, and the others have been coming out. People think so-called Muslims read the Arabic Quran, and follow from the Quran. No, so-called Muslims do not read from the Arabic Quran, they are only reading those fabricated books written by human devil, Hadis, Sunnah, Sharia Law, and they are following them, instead of the Arabic Quran. Just like so-called Jews and Christians. Just go and ask them. Arabs do not read the Arabic Quran, that is why Allah warns them that if they do not follow this book, we will give it to people who are better looking, and that would be the American people. But, now satanic media have been trying so hard to ignore, and deny the awesome mathematical signs in the Arabic Quran, and they are making people hate Allah, and his scientifically proven Arabic Quran, supported by mathematics, the exact science. The third crime, translation of the scriptures against Allah's will. Then we changed the language of those scriptures, and started to translate Allah's sacred words into different words for other people, thinking that now people can understand these scriptures better. Don't you think that the one who gave us those scriptures knew that? The reason is, that those scriptures contain an especial knowledge called hikmah. Listen, when you go to school, you acquire knowledge, but when you study the scriptures you acquire hikmat. There is no school that teaches you hikmah, only Allah can teach you hikmah. Yet, you cannot find any hikmah in translated scriptures. Here is the reason why we should not have done translating those scriptures. The older languages had different meanings for a single word, as you would find in Hebrew, Aramaic, and the Arabic dictionaries. Then Allah intervenes, and shows you the correct meaning for whomever He chooses. Because, He is the only teacher of His scriptures. This is a miraculous fact about Allah's system. Therefore, if you change those languages to the other language for other people, you would destroy this miraculous fact. Translators hide the literary excellence of the Arabic Quran. How can one change Allah's sacred words? The Arabic Quran is so masterfully written, so brilliant. All the verses in a chapter rhyme. It is a perfect masterpiece. The Middle Eastern countries are so proud of their literature and poetry, especially Iranians, and believe it or not, it is all because of the Arabic Quran. That is how their culture and civilizations started to develop 1150 years ago. But, unfortunately, they just learned poetry and literature from the Arabic Quran, instead of learning Allah's sacred words, which that only brought them unhappiness. And Allah says, produce a chapter like it, and call on your witnesses, besides Allah, if you are truthful. Yet, translators bring their own version of the Quran. For more info you may go to the Quran translation. Here.